Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you from indoors with lights, and I'm grateful for that with all the storms that we've had here recently in California, throughout the state, and in the greater Sacramento area as well. Light. We are in the season of Epiphany, the season of light, and having spent every morning with you during Christmastide, it's good to be back on these weekly visits during this season of Epiphany, and I wanted to talk to you about light. We take the light for granted, quite honestly, especially we realize that when we don't have light. And there are still plenty of people in our community today who don't have electricity. They've been doing without since the big storms this last weekend. And every day, people, myself included, wonder, will we have power? This past Sunday, with the big storm that had come through Saturday night, as I was driving to the church, I wondered, would we have light? Would we have electricity here? And fortunately, we did. But for a time, we didn't overnight, and unfortunately, that wreaked havoc on our ability to provide a live stream to those of you who are accustomed to watching worship and joining us online. We apologize for that. We didn't understand the everything that had transpired with the power being out, and began worship, and you weren't able to hear us, and then it took us a while to get things rerouted, or when I say us, not me, people who know these things, and apologize for that, but just a reminder to me of the importance of light and how much we take the light for granted. In the beginning of John's Gospel, we read a different version of the Nativity. Excuse me, maybe Andrea can edit that out. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being, we read from John chapter 1. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. For the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Saturday night was a pretty dark night for many people here in this community. And for many of us, for some of us, it didn't stay dark long. But for others, it remained dark for quite a while. And it just reminds me that we shouldn't take the light for granted, whether that's the literal light, the ability that I have to be able to sit in the warmth and comfort of my study with the lights on to bring this message to you this morning, nor should we take the light of God's love for granted. For the light does shine in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. And that should be a comfort to us, a sense of reassurance and confidence, and give us hope. But when we forget and just take it for granted, we are not, we're really not putting it in its proper perspective. For God's love has come into the world for you and for me to shine light, to bring comfort and hope and peace and the assurance of life everlasting. And when we just add that as one of the many things for which we're grateful for, that we take advantage of, or just become accustomed to or used to, we've just set it off to the side. I encourage you today, hopefully from the warmth and well-lit nature of wherever it is you happen to be, to give thanks today. And not just today, but always, remembering that the light has come into the world. We celebrated Christ coming in the form of a child. We've, in worship already this past Sunday, remembered Jesus' baptism and our own. The light has come and is coming, so let us be aware of that light, give thanks for that light, and when we are at our best, reflect that light to one another. It's been good spending a little time with you this morning, and I hope you stay dry and safe until we gather again next Wednesday for another Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care.